With more than 65,000 user days annually, Mushroom Rock is one of the most popular destinations for mountain biking, hiking, and trail running in the Roaring Fork Valley.
I love coming up here. It's a beautiful environment. It's extremely challenging as a mountain biker. I love hiking. I get great views. It smells like pinyon and juniper, and it's just a nice escape from the city.
That's Chris Brandt, who serves on the nonprofit Red Hill Council, which maintains the parcel through an agreement with the Bureau of Land Management. He's accustomed to heavy usage and off-leash dogs at Mushroom Rock, but what's most vexing to him and other volunteers is a recent spate of destructive vandalism. Davis Ferrer is president of the council.
This is one area where we have seen repeated efforts at removing the material we put in to camouflage and block off the shortcuts.
With only one BLM ranger working an expansive district that includes the recreation area, trail maintenance is done by volunteers. Most of the efforts focus on blocking unsanctioned trails with natural materials that look at home in the high desert environment: tree stumps, rocks, and pine needles. Ferrer says many spur trails start with off-leash dogs instinctively taking the shortest line up the hill. Over time, these paths get worn in and people begin using them. Since 2013, more than 14 incidents have undone dozens of hours of trail maintenance. Again, Ferrer.
It's frustrating, and it's also insulting to the volunteers that come up here.
The first incident occurred following work by Roaring Fork Outdoor volunteers to block a shortcut that climbed straight up the hill from the trailhead. Ferrer suspected at the time that homeless people were taking wood to use for campfires. But after an all-volunteer workday, he noticed that their work had specifically been targeted by vandals.
Somebody came here, removed all the big material, and they even went down so far as to remove all the duff and pine needles that we placed to camouflage the lines.
Ferrer says the solution is communication, and if users of Red Hill are unhappy with changes to the trails due to reclamation and restoration projects, they should reach out to the council. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Neely.